You can do anything, but not everything. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about how to overcome overwhelm from our friends at Therapy in a Nutshell. Enjoy.
So when you get overwhelmed, do you feel like paralyzed, or do you freeze up or quit? Or on the other hand, do you like run amok, like trying frantically to do everything? Or maybe you get irritable or defensive or procrastinate and avoid your tasks. When you start to have a bad day, do you go out of your way to bring to mind every single bad thing that has ever happened to you? Or do you just feel like there's so much to do, it's pointless to start? Like, these behaviors, they're all functional in the short term. They give us an excuse to shut down and curl up in bed, but they aren't going to help you in the long run. On the other hand, some people have a habit of sprinting around, trying to do everything for everyone until they become completely exhausted, and then they shut down. And this might get some things done, but it isn't sustainable in the long run. We often develop these habitual responses to high levels of stress, and our tendency is to shrink back, withdraw, or protect oneself. Each one of these responses is a type of fight, flight, or freeze response, and it's triggered by an overload to the alerting part of the brain. This is the sympathetic nervous system. So these responses, they're natural, but they often get in the way of getting anything done. So take a minute right now and think about, what are your behaviors when you feel overwhelmed? And how well are they working for you? The deep brain, so this is the brainstem and the limbic system. The deep brain is not built to multitask efficiency. Our cortex, so that's like the front part of your brain, it can do that a little bit, but juggling multiple tasks freaks out our core brain. And this triggers an emotional response, this shutdown response. But fortunately, this is something we can counteract in a few simple ways. So the first thing you want to do is check yourself for faulty thinking that gets in the way of getting stuff done. So thoughts like, I should be able to handle all of this right now. There's this faulty idea that scientific discoveries were all this single eureka moment. And the reality is, most tasks, great and small, are accomplished by degrees. This small progress that builds on other people's work or little bits of progress here and there. Another piece of faulty thinking that's going to stop you is all or nothing thinking. And this says, if I can't do it all right and get it all right, then I might as well not even try. Instead, practice big picture thinking paired with small actions. Here's another type of faulty thinking that's going to interfere with your ability to get things done when you're overwhelmed. This idea that I must always say yes, that I have to always do what other people want me to do. Instead, you and I, we've all got to learn to say no and to prioritize. We want to be able to maximize our short time in this life. We want to be able to do everything and take care of everyone. And we sometimes delude ourselves that it's even possible to do everything. Then we spread ourselves too thin and we multitask ourselves into non-productivity. Instead, choose the important over the urgent and prioritize your tasks so that you don't feel like you have to do everything. Here's another type of thinking that's going to get in the way when you're overwhelmed. If you say, I'll do it when I don't feel blank about it. So I'll put myself out there when I don't feel scared, or I'll start writing my book when I feel motivated. Sometimes we just need to start something before our confidence and our motivation builds. So let's talk about one antidote to being overwhelmed. First, write it all down, right? Do a brain dump or a mind map, and then break it down. Break it down into small, concrete steps. Next, prioritize. So choose what's most important and say no to the least important tasks, or put them off for a little bit later. And then do one thing. Just do one thing. There is immense power in just doing one thing. The hardest parts of projects are the first 1% and the last 10%. But it's usually the first 1% that stops us. If we can just take that first step, we start to get motivated, and then we often complete the project. So, for example, I recently attended this seminar that discussed the enemies to riding, and fear, uncertainty, and self-doubt were some of the main enemies to getting riding done. And the antidote was to simply start riding and work on it a little bit at a time. So I have a system where I just force myself to write even when I don't feel like it, and I tell myself, just work on one section. And after I get started on one section, pretty soon I find myself going and going. But I get going and I don't want to stop, and then I get a bunch done. So just get started. I love this little meme from Veronica Dearly, though I may have needed to edit it a bit. So if you're thinking, how the bleep am I going to get through the next week? Make a list of what you need to get done, put your pajamas on, get an early night, get ready to kick some butt, and remember, you've gotten through all the weeks up until now. You guys got this.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.